Welcome back to another edition of our YouTube podcast with Karen Walter, newest IFBB pro. And Karen Walters is a registered nurse as well as a physiotherapist. She has been Miss World, Miss Texas, so many accolades that she has really worked hard for, and I'm just excited to be part of that journey. Again, I'm Dr. Lisa Leal. I'm your host today with our podcast and YouTube, and we look forward. Please subscribe. Please ask questions because we'll both be answering. So we're going to get back to Miss Karen. Welcome back.
Thank you. I'm happy to be back.
Yes, and we're going to talk and really delve into the nutrition that you do in order to stay at your peak physique, because, you know, people don't understand, you know, you can reach a goal, but how do you stay there? Right. And especially being post-menopause, you know, I always share this with patients is that just because we're on hormones doesn't mean that I want people to take a lot of hormones. I want everybody mm-hmm. to be on the minimal amount mm-hmm. to help support our body
right.
and that we also support it with nutrition. Mm-hmm. So kind of share with us that part of your journey and what you do currently from like a meal list.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. So, I do feel like a carb is a carb, a fat is fat, a protein is a protein. However, I choose
your carbs are different than my carbs.
They are sometimes. So you have good carbs.
I have good carbs, but I do like potatoes here and there.
Yeah. But I feel like I can choose to eat a little bit of this for a lot of calories.
But share what your little bit of carb is, because her carbs yep. are very different than my Idaho potato. Mm-hmm. I'm doing better. I do a sweet potato.
Nice. I do sweet potatoes.
I know you like sweet potatoes.
I like sweet potatoes.
Kind of share where you get all of your carbs, because you don't get them from cake, cookies, and ice cream.
No. So I do eat rice. A lot of people mm-hmm. have this thing about rice.
What kind of rice, though?
Jasmine rice.
Yes.
I eat jasmine rice.
And how many carbs are that you have the content of?
Right now, with all of my carbs combined, at a meal?
All of your carbs combined, I know you run 100, 150.
Yes. I'm about just increased today, actually. Today
and is look at how
excited yesterday.
She has to increase her carbs.
Okay. I'm taking in about 166 carbs a
yes.
day.
Of carbs, ladies
clean
and gentlemen.
Carbs, if
so
you want to call it that.
I do 50 grams of carbs. Mm-hmm. And when we say clean carbs, I want you to describe what clean carbs are, because that was even difficult for me to comprehend, because mm-hmm. that is a lot of squash, kale,
right?
All that.
So I am eating a few starchy carbs, which is the jasmine rice and the sweet potato, but those are complex carbohydrates which burn very slow in your body. Mm-hmm. And so they sustain, and I eat oatmeal as well in the morning. Mm-hmm. And these things sustain me so that I'm not getting those cravings and so I'm not hungry in the day or getting headaches or, mm-hmm. you know, that quick drop you get when
yes.
you eat the wrong carbs. So
that's your blood
helps,
sugar dropping.
Yeah.
We don't want that. So that's why you have to process it.
So I feel balanced the whole day. So in the morning, I'll have eggs, mm-hmm. egg whites, blueberries. I have two whole eggs and mm-hmm. I eat about 135 grams of egg whites.
Okay.
And then I'll have my oatmeal, mm-hmm. which is about 30 grams of oatmeal. Mm-hmm. I just increased, but for mm-hmm. conversation, 30. And then blueberries. I don't put artificial sugar on my food. I use the blueberries mm-hmm. and I heat them so that they can burst and make a little.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Lovely.
So that's
one of her favorites. Oh my goodness.
Yes. And then I do have a pre-workout mm-hmm. meal. I usually eat my pre-workout mm-hmm. meal about 2 to 3 hours before I work out so that my body can break down the whole foods and
yes.
supply my body with the energy it needs. And I'll have chicken, jasmine rice, and asparagus.
Doesn't that make you just kind of hungry? And you know what? Her yeah. husband will make that for her.
Yes.
And that is
so
awesome. That is awesome.
It's so awesome.
So we're hearing, wow, that's a lot of carbs. She must be doing a lot of cardio, which I know isn't the truth.
No.
Because when you're past 40, it's mm-hmm. not about a lot of cardio.
No.
So share with us, I'm going to call it, let's talk about your light workout.
Okay.
What is your light workout? Because it's not my light workout.
My light workout consists of 3 days of upper body, 2 days of lower body workout. So I do work out 5 days a week, mm-hmm. but let's call it light because I try to keep my workouts to about 30 minutes. You don't have to go to the gym and work out for several hours to be fit, but you do have to be intentional. And if you write your workout down.
I love that. Intentional.
Yeah, intentional.
And when you're writing your workout down, what does that look like?
Okay.
What does like an upper body day look like?
It's so hard. I'm cheating because I have the knowledge behind this. But I always work out agonist, antagonist.
So that what means, does that mean?
That means an upper body workout would consist of me doing a chest press or a chest fly.
Okay.
And then I'm going to, after that, do a back row. Or some kind of pulling.
Mm-hmm.
So in the gym, we call it push and pull. And I think that's simple. That simplifies.
I love it.
Yeah, for even the, like, I would say the layman, civilian. I call
positive.
You civilian. Civilians, I apologize, audience. So even for a civilian, you'll do a push, a pull. Mm-hmm. So that means a chest press, a row, you're pulling.
Mm-hmm.
A bicep curl, you're pulling. And a tricep press down is pushing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
Yeah,
that's how I break down the
So for
exercise.
Those of you who are at home and you're like, how do I get started?
Ooh.
What she just explained is 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she's a pro. So what if you started at half that amount, 15 minutes,
yes.
Get 3 pound weights, 2-3 pound weights, and it's the press and the pull, so the pushing and the pulling.
Yes.
And
I have a thought really quick.
Go for it.
Even better than that, you're brushing your teeth. After you rinse your mouth, get onto the counter and do push-ups.
There you go.
I tell people that all the time. Yes. If you don't have the weights, there are things at home that you can do. Push-ups, you can sit on the edge of the chair and push up.
Yes.
And that's a tricep.
Yes. Yes, so, I know that one well.
Mm-hmm.
She taught
so
me that one.
So many things you can do at home. To
squats?
Yes, squats.
And people think squats are so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Put a chair behind you or a bench behind you. Pretend you're sitting in the
yes.
chair, but don't sit in it and get back up. Do that 3 or 4 times. That's a great way of just, as you get older in your 70s and your 80s, I want you to be able to get up and stand. And if you build that now while you're young, it's going to make it easier later in life so that you can have a fruitful life.
And we just taught you a full body workout.
Yes!
That was a full body workout.
So for those of you who didn't think that you could be a pro, you can do it too.
Yes.
And Ms. Karen Walters has done this for many years, and she has just achieved one of her big dreams, and that is to be an IFBB pro. So, again, congratulations to all, from
you.
All of us. We're very
Thank
excited.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And
I would love to be back on again. And
absolutely.
It's so funny that we're such dear friends, and we talk about these subject matters all the time. But next time, I'll be more focused, and we'll talk about one thing if you want.
Never.
So many
Never.
Things.
We
to
like
talk
to talk about a lot of different
so
things.
So many things.
Let's get have you back and watch your progress, because I know you're going to wait an entire year before
yes.
you do the next competition.
That's true.
And you know, she's pro, she'll always be a pro. I love that. And she has set her next goal for a year, so that means maintaining this for an entire year.
Mm-hmm.
So watch that with me together, because she holds me accountable on Wednesday. She'll ask, you know, what hurts.
Right.
And with rheumatoid arthritis, you know, if you're not working out, you hurt even more. So you have to work out.
Mm-hmm.
And the accountability, because I know when I go see Ms. Karen, I better say that I have worked out. So,
and I better say I've been on my meal plan and
done and she's
all
been
the
following
things.
Up.
Yes.
So being healthy is fun, guys and girls. Let's do this together. Please share with me what your goals are this year. Wherever you are, just get started. And if you are not sure where to, or, you know, a lot of people will say, but I'm in a wheelchair. Oh, so was I. And what I started with was Sit and Be Fit. You know, back in the day, it used to be on the PBS channel. Now there's a
nice.
YouTube channel called
yes.
Sit and Be Fit.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter where you are, tune in. And if you want to know more about what she does, follow Miss Karen on Instagram. She's called?
Oh, Fit Mom Karen.
Fit Mom Karen.
Fit Mom Karen.
And why is that? Because she is a mom.
And a grandma.
And a grandmother. And she is able to accomplish this.
Yes.
So come visit us at Kinetics. I'm there every Wednesday.
Yes.
This lady is there
every day.
And we can't wait to go and just ask some questions.
Yeah.
And
I'm happy to answer any questions that you send, Dr. Liao.
Absolutely.
I'll answer any questions that you have to help get you started.
Yeah, let's get you started and we'll do this together. I can't wait till this time next year. Let's all be in a better place. Have a blessed, super week. And we'll see you next week as well. signing off. God bless.